This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hold on, everybody. I'm going to commercial today, so I'm just about set up here. All right, how y'all doing? Welcome to the Lindell Report. We filmed a commercial today with our Perkel sheets, and actually you've probably just seen a commercial on them, and it's once they're gone, but you can get them here too at the Frank store for $39.99 for the queens, $29.99 for the twins. We have split kings, we have all every size, and once they are gone, they're gone. And so use that promo code L77. We also have the 1988 Walmart pillows, because they canceled, so you can get them here at the Frank store, 1988, and or you can go to My Pillow too, but either one, use that promo code L77. And Facebook, if you guys can share, tell people we're online. I'm trying to see how bad Zuckerberg's suppressing my Facebook. And Brandon, are you there?
I am here.
I've been filming all day. We have we're getting ready for to send out all the invites for the big event, August 20th and 21st. You guys, the biggest event, and I believe one of the most important events in history. You'll be able to watch live here at Lindell TV, live to the world, and so many great things going on. I know we have, I'm looking forward. I'm heading to Arizona tomorrow to do the president's rally, our real president, of course. And
by the way, we want to send out our condolences tonight to the Trump family on the passing of President Trump's former wife and the mother of his children.
Yes, I reached out to Eric earlier, and it's so sad. But we have that, and then we're going next week, everybody, to Arizona. Remember the big news: a judge has accepted our preliminary injunction to look at a hearing to show the evidence of Arizona. I guess it's a 5-hour. It's 5 hours, where both sides present, and we've got, as you know, everybody, here's what's inside these machines. You need to get rid of them. They're built to steal, and to steal what? To steal countries, to steal our world. I'm going to be on Flashpoint tonight, everybody. If you go on Flashpoint at 8 o'clock Central Time, I'd be telling them about the updates with everything I told you all here last night. Great things going on. We have so many things going on that are positive, that rulings we're getting, different things going on with one of the most exciting things in Wisconsin, when the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, hey, our election was illegal in Wisconsin. We have a tape, Brandon. I want you to play that tape of Robin Voss. Did I send that to you?
Not to me, but you might have sent it to Logan.
No.
Nope, Logan says he doesn't have it.
Oh, I'm going to get that to you. Anyway, everybody, it's Robin Voss on tape on May 24th saying, unless we have a ruling by a judge that says our election was illegal, we can't go in and overturn it until we would ever have that. Well, Robin, you got it now.
I'm looking for
so
it
Robin
now.
Robin Voss, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit and go down as a liar to the people of Wisconsin and our country? I text Robin and I said, Robin, what are you going to do now? You kind of trapped yourself. You didn't think there'd ever be a ruling on all the crime in Wisconsin. And all the was stole from the people of Wisconsin and our nation. And, if Robin, now that he said that, we're going to put it all over the, it's been all over the internet, but I'm on Facebook Live here. I might have to turn it off and just text it to you. So we can get that up partway through the show. In fact,
He said
but
it. He said it about a month ago.
it, on May 24th, but it was a, they found it. It was in a hidden meeting or some kind of meeting. So I'll send that to you. But he said it straight out and straight out that, boy, if a judge would ever rule, yeah, he would be right there and leading the charge. Well, Robin, let's see, Robin. You had Tim Rantham, who did all that his investigation, and he wanted to decertify Wisconsin. So you attacked him, took away his staff and stuff, and you blocked him, Robin. Then you had Michael Gableman, the ex-Supreme Court judge of Wisconsin, do a 7-month investigation. Be careful what you find, Robin. Guess what? Old Michael found every fraud all over Wisconsin, everywhere. And what did he recommend, Brandon? He
He's,
recommended decertifying Wisconsin.
yep.
What did Robin Voss do? He cowardly said, I know there's fraud everywhere in Wisconsin, but my hands are tied until that's, tied to what?
Okay, I think I just found it, Logan. I think I just found it. Let's see if
And
this
then what
is.
did he do? He lied to the American people here on May 24th, unless he does something now,
I
because this
think.
just came up.
How many? Yeah, I'm plugged in. Let's see if this is it, Logan. Oh, I bet they're gonna make us play an ad for a second. Hang on. Skip. 3, 2, 1. Close the ad.
Sworn into office, you
Lindell
cannot go
TV
back
is pleased
and
to
redo the
present.
election. You just can't,
Some people
unless
are unhappy with
they
the
are.
Let me restart that because we had something bleed over.
Office,
yeah.
You cannot go back and redo the election. You just can't,
Some people
unless
are unhappy with
they
the
are.
answer.
I trust me, I know. But I would say if there is an overwhelming amount of fraud that is proven in a court of law, not just suspicion, not just something that we think happened, but that we are able to prove, that's the only time that you can go back and do something like that. In my
Was that it?
There it is, people. May 24th, Robin Voss said this. Last week, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin said our election was fraud. So, Robin, what are you going to do? You're going to call the legislatures back in session and decertify Wisconsin? Everybody out there, if you know Robin Voss, you better let him know what he said, if he's good for his word, or is he just a lying politician? Or this is really going to say who he is. This is remember, Robin Voss is the what the speaker of the
He's the Speaker of the House of Representatives in
in
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. He has been nothing but a blocker for Wisconsin, everybody. But there he is, right there. He said it. I don't know how he could go back on his word, Brandon. I mean, they need to decertify Wisconsin tomorrow.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
he needs to just go all in because he said he would. And let me tell you now. Also, with that, we're also have a we're working on another. After this happened, it opened up a whole nother lawsuit. Or actually, well, I don't know what they call it. The lawyers have names for everything. But you also have Pennsylvania, which is very, very almost identical in the fact of all the crime that happened there, except for they had even exception. They had more votes than voters. So they absolutely, there was fraud in the state of Pennsylvania. That one can get pulled down. And then you have Arizona, of course, that can get pulled down anytime. They're already up for decertification there. So, Brandon, once again, there's three states. And what does that do to the Biden's total below 270?
Yep.
And remember, everybody, that doesn't mean they go to Donald Trump. This is decertification. So finally, everyone, the whole, maybe Fox News would say, what? You mean there was crime involved in the 2020 election? And this comes right on the heels of Bill Barr. Bill Barr, which we exposed yesterday, Brandon, here on Lindell TV.
Yep.
And Bill Barr, what did he, a gal under testimony that's coming up? It'll be at the January 6th fraudulent charade that her testimony will be brought there, and where Bill Barr told her straight out, the feds did not investigate that it's a state thing, and that he, in fact, he actually told other states not to invest or not to, you know, he told but someone in Pennsylvania, right, Brandon?
Yep.
Not to stop the investigation, and so shame on you, Bill Barr. But you're getting it all getting exposed, Mr. Barr. Maybe you can be the first one behind the bars that we melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. Bar behind bars. Wouldn't that be nice?
Here's another article. If you've seen this today, Mike, Maricopa County mail-in ballots clearly reveal party affiliation, which is illegal. You see that? See where it says?
Yeah. There's so much happy. Hey, I just got this here. You might want to, before we go after Voss, someone just on Facebook said, Voss sent an email to the Gateway, to Gateway Pundit today. He may be redoing the election now. I don't know. I mean, that's someone just saying this on Facebook. I don't know, Brandon, you might want to.
Well,
I guess,
I'm on the Gateway Pundit right now, and so far there's no headline with that.
Right. I don't know how this person would know that. We hope, we can only pray that, yes, that Voss does make the right decision. If Robin Voss, if he's good for his word, he will make the decision and become, you know.
All right, we do have, okay, on the Gateway Pundit, we do have this. It says, we have major breaking news involving Speaker Voss and the possibility of a do-over of the 2020
there
presidential
you go,
election.
Everybody. Robin, this is good news. Again, let's read it. This is breaking news here on Lindell TV.
He said, do over 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin, thanks to many of our statewide volunteer research team members. A number of our volunteers have uncovered a recent video, May 24, 2020, of Speaker Voss with Wisconsin I guess that's the name of a group, involving election fraud from the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. The video and source have been vetted for authenticity and accuracy. Now, we played that while ago. We have been stating publicly for over a year that when it can be proven that election fraud affected the outcome of the election, then one of the remedies of the outcome of the election that was affected by fraud is to have a do-over, whether ordered by the proper authority or the legislature exercising their constitutional plenary power to call an extraordinary session to seek a remedy for an election outcome that was affected by election fraud. It can be done even if someone has already been sworn into office, no matter what level of government or time frame.
Whoa, look at that, everybody. Wow.
After meeting with Speaker Voss in March of 2022 and asking him to look at the evidence that we believe affected the outcome of 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin, along with considering the legal constitutional aspects, Speaker Voss finally, after nearly 18 months of denial, agreed with us that, quote, there was widespread election fraud with more data coming in, end quote. Today's revelation from Speaker Voss with Wisconsin I takes the decision of permanently outlawing ballot dropping boxes by the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday, July 8th, 2022 to a whole new level, with Speaker Voss now agreeing with us that the outcome of an election affected by probable and overwhelming fraud in a court of law can be ordered to have a do-over of that election. We're presenting two videos of Speaker Voss agreeing with us that a do-over of an election outcome that was affected by fraud is a remedy. The first one is 24-second clip of Speaker Voss admitting a do-over of an election is necessary when it's proven in a court of law that overwhelmingly fraud was proven to affect the outcome of that election. The second video is the entire interview with Speaker Voss in Wisconsin. We agree with and support Speaker Voss on the following matters from the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin.
Wow, this is awesome, everybody. I would encourage everybody. This is another thing we're going around the country. It's not, you know, you're getting rid of the machines. Getting rid of the machines. But there's other things that were involved in this biggest crime in history: inflated voter rolls, which we need to get rid of the computers. The ERIC. It's called ERIC, the most corrupt thing, one of the most corrupt things ever in history. These inflated voter rolls that are put on there, like, for example, Wisconsin, I believe, Brandon, has 1.5 more million people on the voter rolls than actually live in Wisconsin.
Wow.
It's incredible. You've got this, and this is in a lot of states like this because of that corrupt ERIC system that ties all the way back to George Soros and a lot of other stuff. Also, all of these things that the laws that were broken in these states. Remember, everyone, this is the Supreme Court complaint that was drawn up that still hasn't been brought to the Supreme Court. And everyone says, well, Mike, you said it's going to. I'm not the attorney generals. They have waited and waited and wait. Maybe they waited to see what the states would do. I don't know. I've had to shift my focus on all these other lawsuits, the preliminary injunctions we're doing. And do I reach out to them from time to time? Yeah, about every week, and say, okay, what can we do? What can we do? Because one thing that they can do now that Wisconsin's done this, Brandon, the stuff they put into effect, like in Michigan, they mailed out 7 million ballots, and the legislature said, they're the ones that make that law. They not only mailed out 7 million ballots, everybody, but they told the, I believe it was the Secretary of State or the governor, I think it was the Secretary of State, said, don't worry about the signatures. This is, you can't make this stuff up. Don't worry about the signatures. Bizarre. So anyway, this is great news. The walls are going to come crumbling down, and as we get further and further and closer to August 20th and 21st, everybody, for the biggest event, the showing of Selection Code, the movie, this 2-day event that we're having, live stream to the world from Springfield, Missouri, where the people will be out there, going to be getting invites. You're going to be getting invites. It's not open to the public, and this will be leaders, grassroots, media. We want this to be shown around the world. We want everybody to know where we're at and where we're going and how we're going to get there, or if we don't act, where we're going and what that's going to manifest to. And these are worlds apart. Venezuela, a new film platform and freedoms that we've probably never even felt before, Brandon, where it because everything's going to change to where if you siphon out all the corruption that has shown its ugly face and the evil, you get can you imagine a world here where you have at least your government to get rid of all the terrible crooked politicians that are out there or that have their own personal agendas, and to have a government that's once again for the people. Wasn't that our Constitution for the people? Have you ever heard that, Brandon?
Government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
For the people. And one nation under God. So I'm excited. Good things. I just want to do another shout out to Robin Voss. Anybody out there, I sent him a text today. I sent him that video. I said, Robin, I said, you said it. I said, now man up and do what you said you would do. Let's take down that election. Maybe there's another end, not, rather than a do-over, pull down the electors, and how about a big investigation, start opening up those machines in Wisconsin? What? You want to see corruption, start with Dominion, Smartmatic, ES&S. Yes, ES&S. I want to get sued. Put it on the pile. SueMikeLindell.com. I'll put it on the pile. You guys, we can never use machines in this country again, ever, or computers, period, or we lose our country. So these are all these things going on. We got to get the news out. We got to get the word
We
out. I'm gonna.
have some good news today. Also, I'll be dealing with it on my show tonight with attorney John Eitzmo, but a judge demands answers from Air Force after sending its vaccine mandate down in flames. So that's today, July 14th. So this is good. This is good.
Right.
But this doesn't,
Well,
this does not involve all the military. This right now is just the Air Force.
okay, so that so here's the thing. You Brandon, you dig up these headlines all the time. You're amazing that way, the research, whatever. You got over there, the Gateway Pundit seemed like they're always the first to get these things that matter in our country. You got Steve Bannon, Real America's Voice, there, the War Room, all these, my question is, what is news on Fox News and Newsmax? What do they consider news on Salem Media, Newsmax, and Fox? That's what I'd like to say. Is it news that Robin Voss said this and that he would do a redo, a new election? He said this. Now, he said it, probably when he said it on May 24th, everybody, he probably thought, well, there's never going to be a ruling. I hope he meant what he said, Brandon. But you know what? It's still news. Isn't it news, everybody, that the preliminary injunction that Kerry Lake filed and Mark Fincham, the preliminary injunction in Arizona, that a judge, I was told this by the head of Salem Media, that if you ever got a ruling or accepted in a court that it's real, a judge now is going to look at all the evidence in a hearing next week on the 21st of July, everybody. I would expect every media, all you journalists watching out there, and you guys should all be down there. I'm going to be down there. I'll be right there. We can, you can interview me all day long. I don't care. I'll stay around the clock 24 hours. You can all get exclusive story, separate, whatever you want to talk to me about. I'll give you any headline you want. But just show up for this. Show up and report this. You need to report this. This is a judge that's finally going to hear evidence of the 2020 election and the machines. Basically the machines, Brandon. The machines. I keep saying the 2020 election, but we have almost every election since 2020 now has been compromised. How do I know that? Because we've had teams of cyber guys, teams watching, and you do it in mathematics where you do, how about the one in Georgia I keep bringing up and I'm going to keep bringing up. It's about the best example you can get. Three Democrats, everybody, in case you haven't heard this, they ran May 24th. May 24th of 2022 here is going to be a big day because you got the Robin Voss speech that just said he would prosecute or go after, pull down the election or try to have a new election if there was if a judge ruled on fraud, and they did, the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. But also, on May 24th, there was a primary in Georgia between three Democrats. Well, this nice lady and her husband, she was running. They got zero votes in their own precinct. Cheryl, did you catch that? Cheryl, zero. Is that news? She got zero. So they should have gave him at least two, Brandon, and nobody probably would have. They would say, hey, we got more votes than me and my husband. Yeah, sure you did. I'm sorry, you can't look in the machines. We don't allow that because we love Dominion and we love those big-name machine companies, Smartmatic. We got to protect there. We got to protect what's inside there. We don't want that to get out. Everybody to know about it, that's top secret. Okay, well, I thought we bought the machines. Well, you did, but it doesn't matter. Okay? So these two, they were able, because they got zero, old Brad Raffensperger, the crooked Secretary of State of Georgia, he had to do something because zero, everybody can wrap their head around, there's something wrong. And it couldn't be something wrong, Brandon, that all these people cheated her individually. Okay? Let's say she would have was supposed to get, it turned out 3,700 votes. Well, that you couldn't have just extrapolated them. Or now these people go, okay, hey, change your vote to this, and done it organically. They knew it had to have something to do with what? Computers or machines. So they opened up the machines. You guys, they did an audit in less than 2 days. 2 days. Open up the machines, which I've said, you can do a full audit in seven all the way through the routers and through the everything, okay? But they opened it up, and they did it in 2 days and said, up, we found you 3,760-some votes. You now went from third to first place. Really, okay? If it happened there, couldn't it happen in all these other machines? Brad Raffensperger said it was a programming error, everybody, a programming error. Well, let me tell you, then they went the next county over and checked it out, and they found out another lady got almost 2,000 votes that never ran. She wasn't on the ballot. You don't think somebody with a computer made a little mistake typing in names or something? This is the world we're in. We have to get rid of the machines and the computers. But and we're gonna. You see what's going on. Robin Voss, you need the minimum you need to do is pull down those electors and do a complete forensic audit of every machine in Wisconsin and show the nation what happened to every single state, every single county, every single citizen, I don't care what side you're on, was stolen. Our dreams would have been stolen forever. We'll be Venezuela if we don't act now. There is no tomorrow. It's now or never. This is it, everybody. You don't get to say, oh, red wave, blue wave, red wave, it's our turn. Especially when a lot of them are together in this evil that's taken over our country. And that's why the 2020 election will go down as the most important election in history, because it exposed everything. Hey, you know, it's funny, all you journalists out there that write, you know, when are they going to give up on this? When our country's back? Are you kidding? You don't stop trying to solve the biggest crime in history. We've already solved it. All we need to do is you journalists and all you news outlets out there, start reporting it. Start reporting. First thing you can do, report what's going to happen next week in Arizona on the 21st. Fox News, you should have someone there. In fact, I'm going to reach out to Sean and the gang over at Fox. Say maybe you should have someone down there. So, you know, at least you could maybe make your false report your big lie like you did with the Maricopa audit that people worked thousands of hours on and worked it, because thousands and thousands of work, and they find all this crime there, 750 ballots with no chain of custody, 200,000 ballots with that were paper, fake paper, or just paper ran off at a copy machine, signatures that none of them match, 27,000 people voted twice, 17,000 three times. They just used their names that many times. Donald Trump lost Arizona, they say, by 10,000 some votes. He won Arizona by 300,000 to 400,000 votes. So this is where we're at, Brandon. It's pretty exciting. Anyway, why don't we take calls? Where are you still there?
Yep.
Yeah. What other news you have, headlines you're going to talk about in your show?
Well, I was going to talk about, I'm having Tim Rantham on my show at 8:00. I've got John Eintsma on, and I'm also going to talk about a little bit what I did on the radio today, which got a huge response. That's how they're destroying our military, which is kind of ironic. Normally when they destroy something, they're doing the destruction on purpose, like when they destroy our economy, when they destroy our borders, they destroy our voting system, they destroy our military, our food supply. They already have the plan, and they often tell you, as did the Rockefeller Foundation put out in March of 2020, they had a plan, or in 2020, I can't remember if it was March, but in 2020, they put out a plan to federalize the food. You're like, why do we need to federalize the food? Nobody's thinking in 2020 there's a food problem, right? Well, they created the crisis and they already had the plan to federalize it. Well, I contend they're creating a crisis with our military, kicking them out, saying you've got to shower transgenders, all the things that make them say, I'm not going to join that. And now we have a plan that I've been covering now for 2.5 years, which is to put the draft back in place and also draft America's daughters. And they have another plan that they put out at the same time with that plan, which is...
Who put this out?
This is Barack Obama and John McCain. Before Barack Obama went out the doors of the White House, he created a commission to study reinstituting the draft for America and adding women to it, and offering up the option of mandatory community service for young people. Mandatory community service. That's an oxymoron.
Well, you know what? These are all manifestations of a stolen election,
yep.
The biggest crime in history, because you would never get this stuff in place, this nonsense, this stuff to destroy our country, if you didn't first steal an election.
Yep.
Or not election, everybody. Everybody keeps confusing it with Mike Lindell is trigger. He's just keeps saying he wants Donald Trump back in. Of course I do. But this is way bigger than that. This is our country being gone because of machines and the biggest crime in history. You guys, one push of a button, this isn't just his election. That's why I've been talking about all these primaries. Right now, Brandon, in Colorado, we're going to go through every county. We're waiting for Jenna Griswold, evil Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, attacking Tina Peters all the time. Every day, these just attack. And she's attacking there. She's attacking all the... She does not want us to get to do all the, she's supposed to give us a price on what it costs to audit the whole state of Colorado, every county. We're waiting on that. We'll see what she comes back with. She has to do this. It's in there. It's in the law. But you know what? Nowadays, it's like I tell my lawyers, I said, you do realize we're living in a different time where they break the law and the Constitution. So you're in a different kind of a world right now.
Yep.
This is brand. It's a spiritual battle of good and evil where, you know what? You can't say, well, Mike, they have to. It's the law. I go, they don't have to do anything. When you have criminals, you think they're going to follow the law if they've already broke it and they're doing the biggest cover-up in history? Oh, yeah, now they're going to obey the law. Okay. All right, Jenna Griswold. Are you ready, Jenna Griswold, to obey the law? We just hope that people like Robin Voss step up and show that they will follow the law, because it's in Wisconsin law that if an election is fraud and it's by judges voted on, which the Supreme Court of Wisconsin did, Robin Voss, you need to act on that. So we're going to be following you every single day. I'm going to be calling you, texting you. I'm going to be like you. I'll be your shadow, Robin, because you know what? You need to act now. You can't wait on this. You absolutely cannot wait on this.
And by the way, and also in the news right now, the World Health Organization chief is urging the governments of the world to, quote, bring back face masks, end quote. And Los Angeles may be the first.
Yeah, it's, this is, we've all been through that nonsense. It's kind of like why the Democrats, why that party is not even campaigning or anything. And you don't hear anything. But you know why, Brandon? Because they got the computers and machines, and they've got it all. All they got to do, just like the 2020 election, just like these primaries, everybody. And everyone says, well, why would they cheat in the primaries? Well, Brad Rassenberger, why do you think he cheats? Because he's in on it. He's a criminal. He did criminal. What he's done to the state of Georgia and this country is pure criminal. You went from 38% in the polls to 50 when you won by 51% the next day. And you want us to buy that? No. He has been the part of the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. That's your Brad Rasper. They all went down to January 6th too, and to that charade of a committee. Rusty Bowers, Brad Rassenberger. I mean, it's disgusting.
And you know, Nancy Pelosi has said that they're going to win in 2022. They're not going anywhere.
Of course she's got Brandon. She's saying that. So then when it happens, all the people that are watching Fox News and Newsmax and listening to Salem Media going, wow, you know what? We lost 2020. And Pelosi says it's a brainwash thing, everybody.
Yep.
You know, you can sit there and go, the rest of us are sitting here going, okay, why do you think it's so important? I tell everybody, get people you know to frank speech. If they say there's no evidence, come send them here. Click on the evidence. Click on that. Tell everybody about August 20th and 21st. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit. It's going to change history forever. Everything's going to be a lead up to that, everybody. And you have to get everyone you know to watch it. Then you won't ever have to hear again, there's no evidence. There's no nothing. It's just unreal. And that's the brainwashing. We have to get Fox News, Newsmax, Salem Media, these conservative media sites to say, hey, how are they going to explain themselves, Brandon, when we do it without them, when the country does it without them and it's all exposed and we ask them, how come you never told us?
Yep.
How come you never told us? How are they going to explain themselves?
Yep. Logan, put up the number for people to call, please. Zachary, do you still communicate with Zachary?
No, I got him blocked right now. He just texted me.
He wants to be invited to your event in August.
Zachary, here's your odds of coming to the event. Zero. Zero. You will never come to the event, which you tried to do to sabotage the Cyber Symposium, along with Josh Merritt and many other people there that tried to sabotage it. You will not come, Zachary. Don't even bother asking again. You will be the last one invited. Yeah, I would rather have Brad Rassenberger there than you, Zach. At least we could ask him questions and he'd give us a corrupt answers, but it'd be interesting.
You'd let Jimmy Kimmel, you let Jimmy Kimmel come over him, right. Zach, too, right?
Now, oh, I know Jimmy, I'd invite Jimmy. I will invite Jimmy, actually. I'm going to invite him. Jimmy, you're invited to this. You're absolutely invited. Zachary, you're not because you don't get a second chance. This is too important to our country. I can't have you there being disruptive and doing the kinds of things you did at the Cyber Symposium. It's not going to happen.
But Jimmy is invited.
Besides that, Zachary, we don't want anybody wearing masks trying to disguise themselves. You got it? Zachary runs around the first day with no mask. Then he wears a mask so the cameras don't catch him, colluding with bad, bad, bad people. You know, disgusting. But anyway, this is going to be different. This is we don't even know what the media. You know, obviously, if we invite all the media, we know Fox won't show up, which is sad. But yeah, we're going to invite Jimmy Kimmel. You're invited, Jimmy. Well, even I'll even pay for your plane ticket, Jimmy, in the hotel. How's that?
Wow.
And your whole little entourage, if you need somebody to, you know, to
carry your bags
or, you know, keep safe distance from people. Maybe, you know, wear a mask even though you've been vaxxed, you know, stuff like that.
All right, you got the first call here. Let's see. We've got Chuck from Oregon. Chuck, thanks for calling in. You're on with Mike Lindell tonight, Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Watch every day. I have some disturbing news.
Yes.
Online that the judge in Colorado that was Peter's case has revoked her bond and warrant for her.
It's not true.
That she violated. It's not true.
No, it's not true. There was and I'm not even going to explain it on here, but you're hearing a lot of stuff out of Colorado that's not true, and this will straighten itself out over the next couple of days, but I'm not even getting into it. It's a bunch of nonsensical news. Here's the big news you should see in Colorado. We've got into Jenna Griswold to give us the cost to audit every single county in Colorado. Tina Peters was cheated in that election. She won the election, won the primary, and everything she did, she's an American hero. She did her job, as did other county commissioners, and it's just disgusting what they keep turning to her. Either they'll put stuff in the news about her, and it's just really sad that it's kind of like this. All the stuff that went on, all these people I have met, like Tina. All the lawyers, cyber experts, great patriots like Kerry Lakes and your Tim Ranthas and your people that have came up and said, "Hey, I'm going to run for office because I love my country and I want to help my country and get to the bottom of 2020." All these people have been called, you know, just attacked by the media, attacked like these conspiracy people. Do you think these people, some of these guys, they're professors and stuff, some of the smartest people in the world, and they're attacked every day by what? Not by, and their neighbors. Think of their neighbors, like the neighbors they have and stuff. They've known them all their life. Who looks bad, Brandon? It's the media that puts that out there, just like you're hearing out of Colorado. Colorado has some of the worst journalists, this Eric guy. And remember, all newspapers in this country are owned by about four outlets. They're all horrible, 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 horrible.
And just so I figure Chuck is getting this because this is being reported tonight by the Denver ABC, and MSN is picking up and replaying this headline that he just gave us.
Right. Well, so it's saying that her bond's revoked.
Yes,
and
this was posted 6 hours ago. It says, and this again is a report also coming right from ABC. They got a video. They're playing it from the news desk. Judge revokes Tina Peters' bond after travel to Las Vegas without court approval, saying that she went to to a, quote, far-right sheriff's convention in Las Vegas without court approval. That's what they're reporting.
Right. Well, let me just tell you, There's when the real story comes out here, because I'm not going to tell you everything right now, but I will say this, like that, this, listen to what they said, a far right. No, it wasn't. You know what they're talking about? I spoke at that, Brandon. I spoke there, as we all know. This is a sheriff's conference. All the sheriffs in the country, it's like I forget what their, it's like their union type thing. It's a coalition. These are all sheriffs
and peace officers
from all counties. all counties. Mm-hmm. It's not a far right thing. You know what they're doing? They're educating the other sheriffs what they can do for the election crimes, any election crimes. Specifically, we've all seen the movie 2000 Mules, where there was on government tapes, they show crimes, felonies being committed. They got these people because they have their cell phones. They have their cell phone numbers. They have their pings. So you go there, you can, if they're in your county and they were one of them, you can go arrest them. You know, and then down there was the Racine County Sheriff. You know, what did he do in Wisconsin? He got to the bottom of the crime in Wisconsin. All the nursing homes where the crooked Wisconsin election committee made a thing, and where you could go to the nursing homes, they stole the votes from people that couldn't even vote. You know, and these sheriffs, there was a couple of them there that were just heroes because they went out and did it, even though they were attacked. Brandon, do you know that anyone that says, hey, we got problems with machines, we got problems with our election, they're getting attacked here. But you know what? If we're all the more and more people coming on board, you know, who that rotten journalist that says far right sheriff saying, who wrote that article? Put that up there. Who wrote it?
That article? Yeah. That was put out by KMGH Denver.
I want to know who wrote it.
Let's see. They're not giving a headline. And again, the story is just also then coming from the ABC Denver. But I will give you another article. Here is one 5 hours ago from the Denver Post, and that one is written by Sanja Hindi wrote that one. Of course, they don't.
Well, see, they're all in cahoots.
Here's one from the Colorado Springs Gazette. That one is written by Marianne Goodland.
Right, right. Boy, they're sure afraid. What it is, they're very, very afraid. Did you see the headline the other day about Steve Bannon? They're going after him on CNN. Did you see that? It's all Brandon put it up on his site. Steve put it up on the War Room for an advertisement.
Yep.
You know, and but this is what they do, everybody.
Were you talking about NBC News going after him?
No, this is CNN. They're going to do a big thing Sunday about him, attack him.
Okay.
But anyway, this is what we all go through. They don't attack me much anymore because they know, you know what? I don't care. I want the news. You know, I wish all those outlets. It's funny. All those outlets in Denver, they didn't call me on this. You know why? Because when they've called out other stuff in Denver, every one of them from Eric on down, I just push it right back in their face. Okay, you guys are sticking out a false narrative. Tomorrow, everybody, on this show, I will tell you what's really going on with Tina Peters in Colorado and that attack person that attacked and put out these claims, okay? You got that, Brandon?
That'll be your show tomorrow.
That'll be my show. We'll have it on. I could call Tina right now, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put her on. There's lawyers out there, and this is the reason I'm not saying anything. You guys have to understand, this is an attack thing. Do you think Tina Peters, all she can get permission anytime she wants. She can go anywhere she wants in the country. You think she's just going to go on a national TV, Brandon, at a conference, not having permission to do it?
Wow.
Let's think about this. You know, they didn't like what she said at the conference.
Oh, I'm
probably
sure not.
I wasn't there when she spoke. I had already left for Minnesota. But these brave, by the way, these sheriffs down there, I had a closed door meeting with them. Everybody, the sheriffs are so important to getting our country back, because the sheriffs, if you're in a county, go to your county sheriff, everybody, and you can tell him, You need to get educated on the power you have as a sheriff. It's way more power than you could ever imagine. And this is what we're going to do. This is part of the thing on the 20th and 21st of August. But we're going to get it out before then, Brandon. I want to have one of their leaders down there get on our show and talk about what they really have. I just haven't had time to circle back to them. They've all texted me now their numbers, and I want to get the sheriffs on. We'll have like a mini training or a mini education where all of you will realize what the sheriffs can do. Now, if the sheriffs press charges on a, you know, let's say you have a county of canvas, and in this election, there's 10,000 people that voted that don't even live in the state or are passed away. There's different things sheriffs can do to prosecute.
Right.
They can go after. And especially with 2000 meals and stuff. So when they do that, everybody in Wisconsin, remember, there were felony charges pressed against to be brought up against the WEC. Five of the six, they're all six as bad as the other, because the other one should be telling on the other ones, but he's not, so he's part of the cover-up. So anyway, they do that. Brandon, the judge, they didn't, the DA, they didn't want to look at it, so they say, oh, we have no standing. What?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, so I'm telling you, everybody, the judges are going to save this country along with the sheriffs. The judges are making great rulings every day. Down in Arizona, everybody, that judge that was down there that's going to look at this evidence next on the 21st, everyone says, well, he was an Obama-appointed judge. Does that seem to matter? Look at the Trump-appointed judge I have with the Smartmatic, with the cases in D.C., where he said, oh, Mike Lindell doesn't have, he's had a frivolous case against the machine, and we want him to pay sanctions. That was a Trump-appointed judge. This Obama-appointed judge, it doesn't matter. It matters what kind of person you are, right?
Yep.
If he says, hey, I'm a judge, I'm going to look at the evidence.
Yep, yep.
What a concept, Brandon.
Yep.
God bless this judge. He's going to look at it.
Yep. We got a call from John in New York. John, you're on with Mike Lindell. John. Hey, John.
Hey, I'm a big fan. Mike, I want to let you know, I don't know if you're aware of this. There's an organization here in New York called New York Citizens Audit, and they're trying to get our 2020 election overturned. I just started getting involved with them a little bit and spoke to somebody for today about it. I brought up all the stuff you've been bringing up, and they said, yeah. I brought up the sheriffs and all this, and there was machines. And the woman said, well, we can't get inside the machines. So they're not pursuing that right now. Is there any way you could help them out?
Well, we're doing every state. What they could do, tell them to reach out to the cause of America, send them here to Frank's speech, get in here there, or go to cause and go to the cause of America, reach out to them, and they'll go through everything with their footprint that's going on there. But I will tell you this, you're in New York, you said?
Yep.
I just met with about four of my cyber experts, and that was about 2 weeks ago. They have another technology now by looking at the voter as the election's going on, when it's going on, and also going back in time, the way this votes came in. Now with this is all mathematics, and it's all this is coming from a mathematic and from the actual registered voters and have people that voted. So if you're getting things by a FOIA request, okay, and then the cyber guys or these mathematic experts look at it. They now can do it without going inside the machines. So that's how we know that what happened with Tina Peters getting her election stolen, Raffensperger stealing that one, Alabama, just happened, Alabama was just terrible. But they told me, Mike, with our new stuff we have now, we now believe that Donald Trump might have won the state of New York.
Wow.
Now, if that's true, it might have been like all these other states that come to me and say, Mike, we believe he won this. I have people in California that believe he won California. Well, all I can have is the evidence I had, the 32 terabytes that show what happened during those days. But then with all the other stuff that went on, all these other kinds of, I call it the organic stealing, you know, they shown the meals with the 2,000 meals. Brandon, can you imagine if it was a Ronald Reagan election?
Exactly.
Do you remember there was only one state that he lost?
Minnesota and D.C.
Yep. Well, Minnesota and D.C. I guess I didn't know D.C. I thought we were the only ones in Minnesota.
Well you're right. Because Minnesota is the only state. D.C. is not considered a state. So you're absolutely right. Yep.
Right. Yep. So, well, then you corrected me. But it was the only state then.
Only state. Yep.
But that's only because Walter Mondale ran in
Minnesota.
That's
right. That's right.
But when you have someone that proves himself, if you have a true, honest election, and someone that has actually had the people's back, like Reagan, helped all people, his decisions, He proved himself, and that's why he won overwhelmingly. And then here you have Donald Trump, who more than proved the best president probably in history, where everything he did, in spite of all the attacks, manifested to this amazing spot we were in December of 2019. And everybody, we don't have short memories. I'll tell you what, people might have short memories, but they sure remember that, Brandon, because
yes,
of what's
do.
Going on now.
That's right.
What's going on now, that's why Democrats are pouring over. 40% of Democrats now believe the election was stolen.
Oh, and the Democrat polls are massively showing they don't want him to run again. The Democrats don't want him to run again.
Well, everybody, this is what I want everybody to realize, is that when I say they that took our country, I don't believe it was the Democrat Party. They were the ones that warned us of the machines. I believe they're just threw their moral compass out the window because they happen to be on the side of fraud and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be your Harry Hershey's of the world that went up to warned us of it, this cyber guy, and then he tries to sabotage the cyber symposium, goes up to New Hampshire and deletes their election.
We got Chester from Michigan. Chester, you're on with Mike Lindell. Chester.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm associated with a group called Pure Integrity for Michigan Elections, and I keep making noise about who is doing the lawsuit to preserve the 2020 evidence. I think that's important because the party starts in about 6 weeks for the Democrats. And also a correction for Mike. He keeps talking about Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, having mailed out millions of ballots. That's not correct. What she mailed out was ballot applications, unless something happened after I got mine. And the final item, I was a poll watcher in the city of Flint, and they didn't use signatures at all for live voting. They didn't.
Oh, wow.
They didn't even have it in their database. It wasn't available.
Whoa!
Unreal.
Wasn't even in the databases.
Well, I want to answer your first thing there when you talk about preserving that, because you're right. On September 3rd, they're going to be deleting like you wouldn't believe. But the sad news is Dominion and other companies, other machine companies, ES&S, Hart, Diebold, Smartmatic, They've already went out there and started deleting like they did in Colorado. The whole state of Colorado is deleted. We have the proof right up here on Frank's Beach. My thing is, lawsuit that I have, anyone that has lawsuits, the one thing about the lawfare is all the Dominion and Smartmatic lawsuits that are out there, they have to preserve that for these lawsuits. Of course, it's a new world. We're in it. The law is, you know, my lawyers say, well, we've sent them. They have to preserve that. Really? You just committed the biggest crime in history. You don't think that they're going to preserve that? But then when you get to a certain point, it's called spoliation in a court of law. Then the judges have to assume that you're guilty because you threw away evidence you were supposed to preserve. As far as I don't know what could even be done in Michigan there for the, I think it would come down to a lawsuit started. I'd have to ask my lawyers with a preliminary injunction. Like we did the preliminary injunctions already in Arizona, Alabama, going to South Dakota, Florida, Texas. I'd have to ask them if that makes them preserve the machines. I don't know if it does, but if that's the case, we should get one going in Michigan immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Judy. Judy in New York. Thanks for calling in, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I just have a question. I'm curious about something. It was mentioned in the beginning of the show, Wisconsin, if they should decide to go for a revote right now at this time, how do we know that they will not find a way to cheat? I'm not sure if we can trust them. Thank you.
Well, you can't because they're still machines. That they're still machines. I believe this is a, you know, I believe that I believe that we just tell my mom the thing. I got my phone on Facebook, my regular phone. But I believe that it's easier to pull down the electors, which is in, you know, that's be the easiest thing. Pull down the electors and do a massive investigation into the machines, into everything that Michael Gableman already did an investigation in Wisconsin. And it was amazing, all the stuff that he found. It wasn't just machines or sucker bucks, drop boxes. He just went and got all this information. We have so much cyber information and fraud and crime committed in Wisconsin, so blatant. And I believe you one just pop and have another election with the same input's going to give you the same output. And that would be the fear, just like the fear of using machines again in any election. So if I'm Robin Voss, I'm saying, hey, let's decertify Wisconsin, pull them down, which the legislatures can do that tomorrow.
Right.
Pull down Wisconsin. And then what you do then is you go in and it's a massive investigation. And when they pull down Wisconsin, Pennsylvania should follow suit with Arizona, Georgia, though, is such a battle because you got Rad Rassenberger there and the biggest blockers ever. So I think, and Michigan would be another one, but you're up against a lot in Michigan, too. Even though there's Republican legislatures there, Michigan is just so corrupt with their Secretary of State and their governor. And we pray that Robin Voss is good for his word and he does something right away in Wisconsin.
All right, Mike, we have one more caller, but I think we're probably going to be out of time. It's 58.
Well, what do you got? Is it real quick?
Well, let's see. Let's see if they'll come on real quick. If you make the call real quick, we'll get Mike from Florida. Mike from Florida, go right ahead, Mike.
Hey, I love you guys. God bless you. You know, God's word says speak the truth in love, and I see, you know, one of the most important things is to fight our Joseph Goebbels-like media. And I found a company, it was hard to find, that would pull a banner down Miami Beach because I wanted to get some leverage. And I did it two Saturdays that said, find the truth at frankspeech.com because I want to get more people over to see the truth. And then another thing I think is important is getting more people, Gideon-like freedom fighters, in the trenches. And the precinct strategy, what I'm finding is, and I'm hearing that, some of these local Republican offices aren't getting as many people into open spots as they have. And I think every meeting they should be telling how many open spots they got and getting people out and getting the Gideon-like freedom fighters in there. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much. And thanks, everybody. I'll be on at 8 o'clock on Flashpoint, 8 o'clock Central Time tonight. I'm going on another. Actually, it's a Zoom call to support Doug Wardlow for Attorney General of Minnesota, everybody. And he's going to be an amazing Attorney General. He's going to beat Keith Ellison.
So. All right. That's the Lindell Report. Remember to support Mike as he tries to fix 2020, save America, and keep Lindell TV going. And you win also with great savings when you use that powerful promo code L77. Don't forget about the old slippers, the old models going out. They're great. I love them. But the new models coming in to make room for the new model. They're offering incredible savings on those awesome slippers. Check it out. Also, don't forget about the new footwear, the new sandals, sheets, all kinds of great things. MyPillow.com, promo code L77. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.